This episode of the Integrated Music Teaching Podcast is proudly supported by Practice Space. You're listening to the Integrated Music Teaching Podcast from Top Music. Tune in weekly as we interview music teachers and experts from around the world to explore creative activities and ideas that build learning connections in students. Our integrated music teaching approach will deepen your students' understanding of musical concepts, engage them in critical thinking, improve their reading and performance, foster their curiosity, and prepare them for a lifetime of music making.
Are you curious about how to organize your games in your studio or how to play games with students who take online lessons? Join the piano game gurus, Tara Wright and Georgina Wilson, on Friday, August 18th at 9 a.m. Central, 3 p.m. London, as we will be sharing all of our tips and tricks. Register for the live event at topmusicco.com/workshop. We hope to see you there. If you can't make it to the live session, that's okay. The session will be available for a limited time replay. Hi, teachers. Welcome back to the Integrated Music Teaching Podcast from Top Music Co. I'm Tara Wright, the Community and Content Manager at Top Music. Before we jump into all the piano game talk, we want to let you know about our latest freebie that we had the pleasure of creating, which is the ultimate checklist to gamifying your music lessons. This checklist gives our absolute favorite products that we have in our studios to keep our games organized, and we will also give you our must-have products to make game playing a success in your studio. To get your freebie, go to topmusic.co/game checklist. At Top Music, we love guiding and supporting music teachers just like you to engage, motivate, and inspire your students and run the most sustainable studio business possible using our IMT system. Well, it's great to be with you for another week of the Integrated Music Teaching Podcast. This is episode 343, where we'll be discussing no prep games that you can use in lessons. And I have a lovely co-host with me today, Georgina Wilson, who is a social media manager at Top Music, and she is also a piano games creator. Thanks for being here with me today, Georgina.
Absolute pleasure. I'm excited to get talking about these no prep games. I love these. My absolute top favorite is a take on an old classic called I Went to the Shops. Have you ever played this?
I have absolutely no idea what this is.
Oh, I didn't know if this is just an English thing. Maybe it's not in America. Well, you will love it. So I Went to the Shops is all a memory game, all about creating a list. And it's got a musical twist, obviously. So you start as a teacher saying, I went to the shops and I bought a... Then you say a name of an item, animal, whatever pops into your head that begins with a letter of the musical alphabet, play that note on the piano. Then your student has to say, I went to the shops and I bought a, they repeat back your item, and then they add on something else, then play the two notes on the piano. So you keep building until one of you can't remember the whole list and you see how many things you can remember in a row. And it works in multiple different ways. If you're getting someone to just go over the notes on the piano, keep it like that. If you've got someone who's a little bit more advanced, but still just going over piano notes, add two things. You need a description and a word. So like blue dress. So each time you get two notes to add to the pattern, or add in a rhythmic element. So if you say like alligator, you've got to play that A, alligator, one of those times. Or I've even used this with some of my older students who, you know, when they can't be bothered to do anything, but you want them to do something, we do it with chords. So you say the word, like, I bought a cat. It was a happy cat. So you play C major. Or I went to shops and I bought a sad dog, D minor. So you keep adding chords into that until, again, one of you can't remember, which is normally me, because I find it hard to try and think of weird words to add to the list that's not just ball, cat, book. I have had obscure things like abacus. Binoculars is normally a go-to. It's normally things you would absolutely never buy from a shop, but the kids absolutely love it, and all you need is the piano, so it's an absolute go-to.
That's amazing.
Try it out.
I'm going to try that out today, actually, and see what happens. I can tell you my students will probably beat me every single time.
when people say, can I write things down? And you'd be like, no, of course you can't. You've got to remember it.
And that's my thing. I always have to write things down. Even if we're just doing like a 4-chord progression, I always write a little sticky note for myself, or I'll write it up on the board, and my kids just like remember it really well. So maybe I'll have to write it down.
But that's I'm doing this to test you, but it's not for me. This is just to make sure you're doing it right.
Yes, that may be a good game for me to play. But that sounds like a really wonderful game that you can really customize depending on the student. Mm-hmm. And you can really use it to work on what they need to work on.
Yeah. You can also do it with multiple students. I've had it a group, and that gets hard. Because if you get 4 kids adding weird things in and it comes back to you and you're like, oh, I cannot remember what you said first. But it's all fun. It gets them laughing a lot, which is always good.
That will make me want to play that in my game time during my group lesson. I have this Monday group class. I've got 4 girls. They're all 10. And they were all friends in school. And every one of them was like, hey, do you know so-and-so? Hey, do you know so-and-so? Hey, do you know so-and-so? And I'm like, yeah, I teach them. And I was like, we just need to do a group instead of private lessons for you guys, because we're all just going to have so much fun. And I can only imagine the words that they're going to create.
Yeah. Tell me how that goes. I'm excited for you.
Yeah, so I will definitely be trying that one in lessons. So you called that one, I Went to the Shops.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Now, one of my favorite games to play in lessons that has absolutely no prep, I call it the tally game. So this one is all about the student, and it's very customizable for each student depending on what you need to work on. So if we're doing note naming, now I like to use my dry erase board because it has the staff on it and it's super easy to draw on that. But you can also just point to the student's book. And if the student gets the question right, then they get a tally mark. If they get it wrong, then I get the tally mark. And it's really great because if the student's winning, you know, they absolutely love it. But if you start to win, they're like, oh no. And then they really start to concentrate and really think about the things that you're actually asking them. And the wonderful thing is you can ask them anything. I may ask them something about dynamics. I may ask them how many counts a note gets, what the type of note is called. I mean, you can do anything. I may even ask them to play something on the piano. We may do single notes. We may do chords. It's just customizable to anyone and working on exactly what you need to drill with that student. And I can pull it out and play it super quick. It's not a game that's going to take forever. You can say, okay, the first person to 5 tallies, that's the winner. Or if the student's really rocking through it, I'll be like, okay, first person to 10. And the kids love it. And then you can draw the tallies on a post-it note. I draw them on my dry erase board, but it's amazing. And the kids will typically go, can I play the tally game? No problem, because I don't have to go looking for a game and I can use it for absolutely anything.
I like that. I also, have you ever had a student who doesn't know what a tally is? Because I've been doing a similar sort of thing, and some of these are like, what are you doing? What's the light? What are the light? So I've taught these kids what tallies are.
Interesting.
Yeah, because I was doing the tally and they were counting like each single one. I'm like, no, if it's that, it's 5. And then 10, like, oh, that's clever. So they learned that as well. So it's a double win.
It's really interesting, some of the things that we actually have to teach our students.
Yeah.
I know over here in the States, for a while, they stopped teaching kids how to read actual analog clocks.
Yep.
And I'm like, you don't know what that time says? I guess I need to help you a little bit with that.
It is crazy how kind of lessons become lessons for life, for learning life. Things.
Yes.
But I actually think they'll go to school and be like, oh, yeah, no, I know that in piano. They're like, in piano, you learn how to tell the time. Yeah.
I know. When I like walk out and I tell the parents, well, this happened today. And I was like, it was a really great teaching moment. So we're just rolling with it. And the parents are absolutely okay with it. And sometimes they really appreciate it.
Definitely. I like that. Yes. I like the tally game. That is a good one. And another one I like doing is I call the treasure hunt note, where the student just has their music in front of them. They pick a note. They don't tell me. Sometimes they do tell me, and then I have to pick another note and keep it quiet. So they pick any note, and then I have got 10 chances to guess that note by asking yes or no questions. So that can be things like, is the note in treble clef? Yes or no. Is the note one beat? Yes or no. So it's getting them to really think about it. And then if I get there in 10 questions, great. If I don't, they tell me and I'm like, oh, brilliant, nice. And then we swap because they've heard me ask them the question. So they know what sort of things to ask me. And then it's interesting what sort of questions they actually do ask that aren't really related. Some of them are like, is it a happy note? Like, yes, sure. Is that really one of your 10 questions you want to ask me? And they're like, oh, yes, I thought it would be an E. E is a happy note. Okay, sure. But it really gets them looking at their music. And if you ask them a question that they're not sure about, they have to be like, remind me what the two beat notes look like again. Okay, yes, no, yes, it is the two beat note. Yeah. So it's, again, another way that you can tell what they do or don't know. And then you can fill in those gaps as well. But it's a great one. They love it as well, because if I get there in 9 questions, they have to try and get there in 8 questions. Then can you beat me in 7 questions? So it can go on for ages.
Looking for a fun, effective way to boost your students' enthusiasm? As music teachers, we're all familiar with the challenge of motivating students to practice consistently. And this is where Practice Space shines. Practice Space's interactive features create a social side to your studio that truly engages your students. Your studio's leaderboard encourages friendly competition, while long-term goals like practice streaks add a rewarding challenge. Plus, completing assignments earns students practice gems, which they can spend on avatars, backgrounds, or in your own fun, customized shop. Sending students a clear practice agenda is also simple. The digital assignment journal lets you send PDFs, videos, MP3s, and more. Say goodbye to sifting through Google Drive emails and texts for worksheets or music. The Practice Space Media Library ensures easy organization. Plus, with their new feed feature, students can send you their practice videos throughout the week. Teachers can easily provide real-time feedback, from quick emoji reactions through to more thorough comments. Get a 30-day free trial and a 50% discount for the first 3 months exclusively to the IMT podcast using the code TOP50, T-O-P-5-0. Visit practicespaceapp.com today.
That is something that I've played in the past when we were doing a lot of online lessons during the COVID years. And, you know, I never thought to bring it back, because back then I would say, okay, let's look in your piece. I'm going to pick out something from your music, and I want you to ask me yes or no questions, and you need to figure out what I picked out. So it wasn't specifically just a note. It could have been a repeat sign. It could have been a dynamic sign. It could have been the treble clef, even.
Sneaky.
And they had to ask me questions. And usually I do, like, I think we call it like 20 questions.
Yeah, nice.
I like your way a little bit better, your treasure hunt.
Oh, sometimes I like to ask the young ones, like, if they get there in 10, I'm like, okay, so you get your treasure, what would your treasure be? And then they go off on, well, it's going to be a massive treasure chest and it's full of sweets and candy. And then it's just another way to get to know them, which I always like doing in games. Games are a great chance to form that bond, learn a bit more about that student.
Yes, and that's one reason I think a lot of our students like to stick around for a long time, because it's not just another number in our studio. We really get close to our students and learn about them, their likes, their dislikes, which is how we're creating connections and how, you know, how and why they want to stick with playing piano. And we can relate the things that they like to our piano games and music, you know? But that is a wonderful game. And I guess I'm going to have to do that in in-person lessons, because I haven't played that game in a while.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, one of the things that I really like doing is pulling out a set of dice or even just one die and Kids love rolling it. I've got big ones and I have just like your regular dice, but they like the big ones to throw around the room. And I'll do this if I need a student to really practice certain parts of their song, or if I can't get a student to play their entire song, even if it's just four little lines, 12 little measures. If they're really struggling with it that day, we'll turn it into a game. And I'll be like, okay, if you roll the dice and it lands on one, you're going to play line one. Or if it's only four lines and they roll a five, I'm like, you get to pick which line you want to play. And they love that. They always want to try to roll number five. And then I say, well, if you roll a six, then I get to choose what you're going to play. And this really gets students playing through their music. And they absolutely love it. Now, if you have more than just six or four lines, if you have six lines, you can do one through six. Or I'll put numbers next to the measures I really want them to drill or the lines I really want them to drill. So let's say they're having an issue playing measures 3, 9, 12. I'll put numbers that correlate to the dice, and then they just have to play that one measure or the rhythm or the notes that they're really struggling with. So it's a really quick one where if they just aren't wanting to play, I'll pull that out and it works really well. Have you ever tried that with your students?
I haven't, but I do know that kids love rolling dice. There's just something about the action, rolling it. And like, I like the thing of 1 to 4. And if they're like, they don't like line three, they'll be like, don't get a 3. And I'll shake it, but like, oh, it's a 3. I'll play it because the dice told me to. But if you'd ask them to play line 3, no, I'm not doing that. But the dice said, so they will.
And you know, sometimes it's really strange. I have one die that will land on the same number over and over again. And I'm like, I need to first get rid of this one. And then I never do. But my kids, especially the young ones, will be like, well, instead of playing line number 3, how about if I play line number 1? And they'll even change it. And I'm like, yes, please. And thank you.
Oh, and you'd be like, line number 1 3 times. Good idea. Absolutely use that as well for kids who only want to play something once. Be like, well, let's roll the dice. The dice can tell you how many times to play. Oh, 6 times. Oh, well, go ahead. And I bet they would, because the dice told them to.
Yes. So if you don't have dice in your studio, I highly recommend getting a set of dice. Now, I don't know about you, Georgina, but I love going to our local Dollar Tree.
I wish I had a Dollar Tree.
I get my stuff there all the time. They have kind of large dice to come in a set, and now it's $1.25. But those are favorites of my students. And then they also have another pack that comes with a bunch of dice. And I usually keep a set of those in my studio as well. So if you're looking for inexpensive things to add to your studio, head on over to your local dollar spot, because they've got all the goodies.
I've also discovered recently that if you Google, oh no, hang on. Did you know that you can get metronome on Google?
Yes.
And underneath that, I'm sure there is dice.
Yes, and you can get a dice app.
You can roll a die. If you type in Google underneath that, there's roll a die, and you can choose how many sides. Yeah. So you can customize that for all the different light. Oh, brilliant. That's what I'm going to be doing.
There's all different ways. So they've got free apps for dice. Now, here's something that we're going to talk about in our upcoming workshop. And we're actually going to show you some of the things that we have in our studio. And if you haven't downloaded our games checklist, I highly recommend downloading that, because it actually gives you some of these things that we're talking about. And it has links to the Amazon store, because you can obviously get a lot of this stuff on Amazon. But I use rubber chickens. I probably have 15 rubber chickens in my studio. It's ridiculous, but every time I see a new one, can't help but to get it. And the students absolutely love that as well. So If they get something wrong or if we're working on timing and they're pausing, we'll squeeze the rubber chicken. Or I'll use it in different games. So if they miss, some students get really sad or mad. Some of my students have some little anger issues. So in that case, I just have them squeeze the rubber chicken because even though they got it wrong, they love squeezing these chickens. And there's also an app for that. So definitely go download that checklist. And we're going to show you some different ways in the workshop that we have coming up as well. So we hope you tune in for that on August 18th. Mm-hmm. And then don't you have another game that you...
Yes, I was just thinking about rubber chickens. I need to get myself a rubber chicken.
I have all the weird things, but that's what makes it fun.
Yeah, my other game that I like playing, especially for students who, if they're doing something wrong, and I keep saying like, oh, make sure you're getting that F sharp in, because without it, it doesn't sound very nice. And I do it again, and there's still no F sharp in it. I like to play a game that I've called What Happened There? Well, I'll say, right, I'm going to play line two, but I'm going to do something wrong, and I want you to tell me what happened there. So they are looking at their music, they're analysing, because they get to tell me why I'm wrong. They like telling teachers why they're wrong. So I will do that thing that they keep doing wrong, and they'll be like, oh, well, you should have played an F sharp, and you didn't. And I'm like, oh, can you play it to me how I should have played it, please? And then they will play it correctly. But sometimes I like to do it just to sort of jazz things up a little bit, especially for students. You never like to play anything more than once. I have one in particular who, as soon as he's played something, he's like, right, moving on. I'm like, well, you're not playing it like to the best of your ability. So I'll get this little game out of my head, because there's no physical element to this. And I'll be like, okay, well, I'm going to play you line two, and I'm going to make three different mistakes. Tell me what those three different mistakes are. And I'll try and make them a little bit challenging, because I like to try and trip him up, because he likes to try and trip me up. And he'll be like, well, you definitely didn't start on C. I did start on C, thank you. What were the other things that I did wrong? And so I'll have to replay it. And he's looking so closely at what's going on. And then eventually he'll know it. He'll be like, well, I'll play it better than you played it then. I'm like, okay, you play it correctly, please. I'll play the whole thing. Okay, yeah, that's great. Please do. So it's great. I love turning a game into an excuse to get them to play something over and over and over again, because they think that they're beating me.
Yes. And that's really the part about the games. The students really love that competition feel that you don't really get with piano lessons typically. And they always want to beat the teacher, which is lovely. Yes. And then we're just...
Some of them don't, which is adorable.
That is true. I do have some sweet ones that were like, well, they'll let me win.
Yes.
Because I keep losing, because they keep winning. And then they'll keep trying to get me to win, and I'm trying to get them to win. And it's adorable.
And some of mine, if I don't win, they'll be like, but it's okay, because we both had fun. And I'm like, oh, but we did both have fun.
Yes. I mean, we absolutely love our game. So we hope everyone will join us for our free workshop that we are putting on next week. It will be August 18th at 9 a.m. Central and 3 p.m. London. And you can register for the workshop at topmusic.co/workshop. And we would love for you to head on over to the Guitar Podcast this week. It's episode 63. And it's about insider secrets to attract high-quality guitar students for daily 3-hour practice sessions. Head on over to topmusic.co/guitar063.
Hi, everyone. I wanted to take a moment to let you know about an amazing community of music teachers ready to welcome you over at Top Music Pro. Top Music Pro is the global hub for music teachers looking to connect, learn, grow, and be challenged in both their teaching and studio businesses. Community members save time by accessing hundreds of step-by-step lesson plans, creative teaching frameworks, business guides, online courses, and workshops. We offer training in topics as diverse as music technique, lead sheets, website building, intermediate repertoire, group teaching, and special needs teaching. We also save you money through our extensive discounts, including those with Music Notes, Sheet Music Plus, Music Room, Office Depot, Tonebase, and many more. And if you like sheet music, all our members get a free book of studio-licensed, beautifully engraved sheet music each and every month. As a valued podcast listener, you can check out the Top Music Pro community free for 14 days by heading to topmusicpro.com, clicking Join Now on our studio tier, and using the special coupon code IMTPOD23. That's all one word. So that's IMTPOD23. We can't wait to welcome you inside.
And that's the end of the show for this week. We really appreciate all of you sticking with us as we've taken over the podcast from Tim. And next week on the podcast, we are going to actually share the replay of our workshop that we're doing. But you're not going to see the visuals, and we're going to actually show you what we actually use, and we're going to show you all the good things. So we hope you'll join us then. I'm Tara Wright, and you've been listening to the Integrated Music Teaching Podcast. We'll see you next time.
How do you keep up to date with all the latest trends and research into music education? How do you connect with other teachers around the world and make sure your teaching stays fresh and relevant for students of all ages and stages, both now and into the future? I created our Top Music Pro membership to be the one-stop shop for music teaching resources, training, support, and community, and I'd love for you to come and join us inside. With over 40 comprehensive training courses, hundreds of teaching demonstrations and lesson plans, free monthly sheet music, discounts, and all the business and pedagogy support you could ever need, Top Music Pro is the community you've been looking for. If you're ready to level up your learning from the podcast and join thousands of other teachers in our global network, head over to topmusicpro.com today. If you enjoy this show and want to hear more of our work, be sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening today. For links and resources mentioned in this episode, visit us at topmusic.co/podcast or check out the show notes. I'm Tim Topham, and this is the Integrated Music Teaching Podcast, a production of Top Music. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy your week ahead, and I'll catch you next time.